The message you're about to listen to, Moments of Transformation, is a teaching ministry of Pastor Chris Cholamini, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. God bless you as you listen.
You're welcome to Moment of Transformation. My name is Chris Cholamini. Today we're taking the second part on our teaching on time and productivity. If you know how to manage your time, you will do well. If you know how to manage your time, you will accomplish so much within a short time. Have you ever had to sit down and meditate how Jesus started ministry at age 30 and finished everything at 33 or 33 and a half, like some will say? Time well managed. Beloved, today we want to see how we're going to give a practical example to it so that we can be proud believers reflecting Christ for the world to see. In Genesis 26 verse 12, we saw how Isaac sowed in the land and it was productive in time of famine. Others might have been complaining that the rain is not falling. Complained that the ground is strong, but Isaac sowed there. He had a relationship with God and he knew what to do. We've learned in the last episode that God wants us to have sound understanding of time like the sons of Issachar, that we should understand our generic time and how to wait for our specific time, our appointed time, the kairos of God. We've learned that your location and people are arranged in time. You always have people and places where God has placed you at time and you must know how to maximize them. We learned some stuff on how Jesus managed time, from how he gave sound devotional time to the Lord and what to do early show what's important to you. We also went on to emphasize a bit on the fact that it's important you identify your time wasters and distractions. Today we're going to start on the fact that you must learn how to value time. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12 from verse 1, Bible says, remember now your creator in the day of your youth, while evil days come not, nor the year draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows are darkened. Your productivity is a function of the value you place on time. If you don't know how to manage time, you will waste money, you will waste resources, you will waste connections, and even you will waste God's grace upon your life. So you find Paul saying, I labor more than them all in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10. You must know fully well that grace is constant for every believer. But what you do with grace is what matters. So today, practically, how do you handle your time? Begin your day with God. Mark 1:35, Jesus started his day with him. Begin your day with him. If you are hearing me today, you don't begin your day with God, it's because the Lord Jesus is not yet your Lord. Whoever is your Lord consumes the best of your time. If it's your phone, it's your Lord. If it's your wife, it's your Lord. If it's your work, it's your Lord. But if Christ is your Lord, begin your day with him. It's safer. It's better. It's more comforting, more soothing, and it's going to grant you rest for the day. The time you spend with him will influence what happens in the entire day. I wish I have time to share testimonies of people who had sound devotion in the morning and the Lord saved them from unnecessary losses, unnecessary shame, unnecessary traps and snares set for them, because in the place of their communion, the Lord had given them some things they should avoid in the day. Begin your day with him, beloved of God. Secondly, let his voice, what you receive during your devotion, influence your entire day. Let his word drive your day. In fact, the word word is the same word for light. The Bible says the entrance of his word gives light, it gives understanding. What makes your day is the light that shines on your path. If you have not gained word for the day, you are yet to capture the day. In John Gospel chapter 5 from verse 19 to verse 20, Jesus said, the Son can do nothing of himself. So what he see the Father do? For what things soever he does, this also does the Son likewise. For the Father loves the Son, shows him all things that himself does. He will show him greater works than this that you may marvel. So Jesus himself spent time to spy the Father's diary every morning before going out. Beloved, if you spend time to spy what God has in store for you every day, you are not only refreshed for the day, but you gain the authority to conquer the day. Doing what he asks you to do is what makes your time productive. Let me say it again. Doing what God asks you to do is what makes your day productive considering a specific instruction for the day, considering your commitment to the people He has ordained for you for the day, considering your purpose, your assignment for the day, considering the role of your family for the day, considering your superior for the day, considering your colleagues we're going to work with for the day, considering your protege, your downline for the day. If you do this very well with His voice, what you have spoken to you, you are managing your day. Our time is packaged inside people we meet. Our time is packaged inside location we find ourselves. Most importantly, our time is packaged originally into our purpose. So your friends should be people traveling along your drip. People you move with should be people going along your line. There is no reason why you should overtake and be struggling in the road with somebody you are not going to the same place. Man, there's no reason. And thirdly, it's so important, you must learn to deal with procrastination. Each time I teach on time, whether in the church or among some people in some management circle, I always tell them, we all have one thing or the other that you have put on your I will, and you have not been able to do it since. Exodus chapter 11 verse 4, see, he that observed the wind shall not sow, and he that regarded the clouds shall not reap. If you keep procrastinating, you are wasting time. You are deferring your day of manifestation. Don't do tomorrow what you need to do today. Clear your desk before you leave. It gives you rest. You don't know how tomorrow will look like. Write your will before you pack up. It's important. I need to also add this, that make your purpose a must daily. For Jesus in John 9:4, He said, I must walk. Your purpose, your business, your academics, your goal, your dream. You must do something about them every day. Make your purpose a must. Jesus said, I must walk the walk of Him that sent me while it is day. It is not we must. He said, I, because it is first you before others. When it comes to walking what you have been sent to do, it is you. When you start depending on people and you're waiting for people to help you out of your situation, you will keep wasting time. Do something. Wake up. Rise up. Rise up. There's nothing called no job. It's because you are not ready for one. The job may not be exciting. The job may not deliver up to enough stuff. The job might not meet up and clear your bills, but it's better than you sleeping and waiting and watching and observing others and criticizing others. No. Rise up. Put a must in something every day. And I need to tell you that you must pray for God to help you manage your time and deal with distractions and time wasters. We all have time wasters around us. We all have them as friends. We have them as family members. We have them as some things that just crop your way. Some news just come. They are not in your plan. And most of the time we end up seeing that all things are working together for good. You need to know how to prayerfully trust God to keep you away from time wasters. Moses, he said in Psalm 90 verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You must trust God to teach you how to number your days. Take note, days, 7 days a week, days, 365, that the Lord will teach you how to number your days. That means you will learn how to say no to everything that is not in God's plan for your day. You must learn to say no with humility. You must learn to say no purposefully. You must learn to say no and insist no, no matter the enticement, no matter how they pull you. You must learn to say no. If you want to manage your time well, you must learn how to say no. You don't say yes to everybody. If you go to everywhere, you will soon be nowhere. People follow those that have gained clarity of direction concerning their lives. We'll go on a break, and after the break, we'll continue.
This is Petra Ministries International, ordained to raise a community of committed saints who will be role models and agents of change to their society through the principles of the sound word of God. Join us for our interactive in-depth Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. at the Headquarters Church, Plot 1, Block 3, Ring Road GRE, behind Federal Inland Revenue, Adioyo, Ibadan. House of Mercy Church, Ayankoya Road, Okeado, Ibadan.
Bible study on Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Liberty Gardens Church, Liberty Gardens, beside Mayor Blocks, Nayot Extension, Agbofieti, Ibadan. Bible study on Thursdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:15 p.m. and Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. Bethlehem Church, Shepherd Hill Nursery Primary and Secondary School, Orita Mary, off Elebu, Ibadan.
You welcome back. Now, for the sake of those just joining us, we are taking the final lap on our teaching on productivity, and today we are concentrating on time and productivity. I want to let you know that God has arranged everything concerning your life into time. A time you were born, a time you grew up, at the point you left primary school, at the point you left secondary school, at the point you graduated from the university, at the point you're thinking of getting a job, at the time you got married, now possibly at the time you're now raising children, and possibly some of you are giving your children to marriage, at the time you're becoming grandpa, at the time you are retiring. God has arranged everything into time. But can I tell you the truth? You are a product of how you have either invested or wasted your time. We all are a bundle of what we did yesterday. As believers of Christ, we are supposed to be custodians of time. People should come to us and see how we manage time. From how we spend our time in devotion, from how we spend our time in soul winning, from how we spend our time in raising our children well so that we can rest when we are old, from how we train our children to become agents of transformation in the society, from the way we manage our time and money and our business, and how you do your work with ease, knowing fully well that God has arranged everything into time. And we're rounding off today to let you know that the best way to use your time is to invest your time in preparing for your season. At the time they called Jesus in John chapter 12, he said, "The hour has come." Learn to invest your time, because a set time is going to come. It was not the day that they sent for Joseph that he started realizing his gift. The thing had been in him from the beginning. Beloved, invest your time. For Joseph, he was investing his time, all his faithfulness in the house of Potiphar, all the gift being displayed in the prison. He was investing his time. How do you invest your time? Gather knowledge. Get enough information. Gather knowledge. Go to school. Read books, gather knowledge. I'm talking about gathering knowledge purposefully along your destiny, along your life assignment. Gather knowledge, build sound relationship, make friends with people traveling on your path, make friends with people that can correct you, that will tell you the truth. That's how you manage your time, not with people that just loaf around, lose people. Build your capacity, train yourself, expose yourself, expose your faith, build your capacity, acquire necessary skill. The day of announcement is coming. The day of manifestation is coming. Go and ask David. He had rehearsed enough, killing the lion, killing the bear. The day they call him to come before Goliath, he just went there. He killed Goliath with ease, gracefully. When they asked him to play the harp before Saul, he'd been doing that. Somebody had been seeing him. And he was doing it with joy, not knowing that somebody's watching. He wasn't there. He never begged. He never lobbied. They invited him to the king. Your set time is a product of what you do in the closet, what you do alone, how you've been able to develop yourself. Move with the right set of people. The Bible says, "He that walks with the wise shall be wise. The companion of fools shall be destroyed." Beloved, get a good iron to sharpen you. Move with people that will help you to do well, people that will challenge you. You must trust God for the grace to discern time. You must believe God that you will not miss your day of visitation, and time wasters will be off your track. Make it your principle to ever be punctual in everything you do. As I round off today, I want to let you know, as a child of God, our Lord is going to come at a time, and it's important we prepare for Him. Bible says, "Everyone that has this hope in Him purifieth himself." This is how we manage time. If you are hearing me today, you've not given your life to Jesus, this is the best thing to do. It's not enough to have date of birth, you also need to have date of new birth. Then you're going to have a detailed document before the Lord. You want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? Why not say after me, "Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my life. Forgive my sins. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name I pray." I'll be glad to hear from you. Keep in touch with this program. Same time, same station. And this same message can be sent to you on WhatsApp on request. God bless you.
you for listening to Moment of Transformation, brought to you by Petra Ministries International. For further inquiries, please call 081-2575-4907, 081-2575-4907. Email menachris@yahoo.com. See you same time next week. God bless you.